A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when the usual suspect lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy, led by the US of the UN of the US of the world and therefore mimed by True Blue Aussie and of course by Zion itself, angrily attacked evil Iran for escalating the situation, the tension, placing the region at risk by firing ineffectual train killer merchandise at Zion with no casualties. Irresponsible escalation. But no matter what we think of Iran, its treatment of women, for instance, its execution of dissenters, which bit of Zion bombing an Iranian embassy in Damascus, killing several people, was not an escalation, not irresponsibly placing the region at risk amid the proverbial deafening silence from the same usual suspects. A hypocritical chasm widened by Zion then taking the issue to the UN of the US of the UN of the world so-called Security Council, whose criticisms and demands of Zion war crimes it has ignored for decades. Hypocrisy. Interesting juxtaposition Thursday. Forget climate change, if there is such a thing. Forget mass slaughter and genocide in Gaza and the West Bank. Forget refugees, no proper papers, queue-jumping, illegal boat people locked up for life for daring to seek refuge. Forget the endless torture of Julian Assange. They pale against the greatest threat to our welfare and security, pests. Thank God for the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin to alert us to these wreckers. P1 exclusive. Endless protests force fed-up police to pull 10,000 shifts from fighting crime. Huge type. We won't cop this. Full report, page 6. Page 6. The full disaster laid out before us. Pests forcing cops off beat. Police have hit out at disruptive protest action plaguing Victoria. On and on it goes, alerting us to the plague, the pestilence. The worst pestilence the earth has known since the biblical plagues. Photos of a pest to prove it. Pests who think we should prevent the frying of the planet, the little matter of the end of life. Pests who think we should prevent, rather than applaud, slaughter and genocide. Pests who think those seeking refuge should be provided refuge. Pests who think the exposure of US of war crimes should not be the crime, crime and punishment. Irresponsible pests with responsible law-abiding citizens like the police themselves, like the caring business class, like politicians, who all acknowledge people have a right to protest, but they must protest properly. Responsibly, so that the caring business class can go on destroying the planet. The responsible people can go on supporting slaughter and genocide. Indeed, go on spending billions for more and more slaughter and genocide. Go on imprisoning no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people indefinitely. Go on saying Julian Assange has been locked up long enough, but not demanding our very closest, close friend desist as we handed trillions on things that kill people. Sensible, responsible protest they can totally ignore. Ineffectual protest. The interesting juxtaposition? Way back on P16, the very last story of the local news section, single column, intense bleach of reef. The Great Barrier Reef has experienced the most intense and widespread bleaching event recorded to date, after what experts said was the worst summer on record. Higher water temperatures, two tropical cyclones, extreme rainfall events. A minor few paragraphs that just sneaked in. Nothing compared to those pests and the poor, poor coppers. Let's hope those pests don't think the destruction of the barrier reef is something worth doing something about, upsetting responsible non-pests like the caring fossil behemoths. Although, that would get the issue from P16 to P1. The coalition lot in government commissioned filthy rich practitioner of the greatest little economic order of them all, Graham Slamuel. Member Graham did a report for the Jeff Foot-in-Mouth state government, which recommended closing almost every public hospital and privatising the health system. Well, commissioned to review the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, whose success has been stratospheric. But now they're in opposition. Naturally, they oppose it. While Minister Tania Plibersek, seek the polluter's advice, has again delayed indefinitely what was promised by the end of last year, with those pesky, pesty Greens claiming she is kowtowing to the Western True Blue Aussie mining lobby, which is understandably upset that it may have to pay some regard, some small regard, to the environment, the flora and fauna, biodiversity. That Tania and the socialists are prioritising their Western True Blue Aussie electoral prospects over the environment, as if mining lobby regard so serious caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer exploded, this is one of the, like, you know, greatest anti-Western True Blue Aussie bills I've, like, you know, seen from a like, socialist government. Well, he would, wouldn't he? Constable, no. You know, like, no. On that matter, done to death by the lascivious mainstream media, my only comment, think I can say our only comment, I'm sure we all enjoyed the schadenfreude when Ben Robert Smith was declared a war criminal and lost his defamation case, and ditto, schadenfreude this week when that other bloke lost his case. And as one of those mainstreams, Kerry Stacks of Wealth 7, which supported the war criminal, was shredded by the evidence of its highly ethical and objective practices, it backed it up by naming the perpetrator of the Bondi murders. Just bad luck. The student it named had absolutely nothing to do with them. He's begun legal proceedings, and I've got a feeling that will be settled long before it hits court. As a by-the-by, without diminishing the tragedy, imagine how many more people would have been killed or injured if we had the US of gun laws. Thank goodness, at least on that one, we don't just clone the US off. Another by-the-by, on City Limits, the program I co-present Wednesdays, we've often talked of the problems with the lack of information on the public transport system. And even when they do provide what passes as information, well, thought I'd run a couple of examples past us. Happened this week, and it's happened several times. Parliament Station, next stop Flinders Street, that is, no station in between, and the announcement, the train arriving on Platform 3 is a Flinders Street service, stopping all stations to Flinders Street via Flinders Street. Make of that what you will. Week or two ago, the train arriving, etc., is the 1022 upfield service not stopping at South Kensington. And I thought in this case, spot on, because South Kensington is not on the upfield line, and it didn't stop at South Kensington. Well done, Metro. The efficiency of the private sector, why privatisation makes us all better off. On transport, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin ran a full-page article with Truck Pollution, Richest of the Rich, Lindsay Foxy, telling us how I keep on trucking in business and life at 87. Have to admit, my first instinct was wrong. Family, friends and doing right, he says. Nothing to do with greed. And those twin towers in Kew from which VicRoads, as de facto transport planning department for years, made its invaluable contribution to pollution, to destruction, at the expense of public transport, have stood vacant since the Road Authority moved out earlier this year. And the local MP, Monique Ryan, has urged the state to turn it into what she calls social and affordable housing. No one mentions public housing anymore. An ideal central site near Kew Junction, and with the public housing waiting list blowing out to about 70,000. Oh, and the land is estimated to be valued at about 125 million. So, if you're a betting person, listener, I'm prepared to give you any odds you like about even one public housing unit ever turning up on that site. It's no place for the poorest of the poor. I feel we've been remiss over the years in not enlightening our listener with a television segment, so let's redress that. In the week that was Telereview, there's a spate of so-called reality shows about people seeking true love, a partner. chock-a-block with an in-depth conversations and deep philosophy about, or after about 10 minutes of which I reckon your average viewer would be brain dead. But I've been converted by something very, very beautiful. Haven't seen the show, but the promos make it a not to be missed. Farmer wants a wife. The promo, it's so, so romantic, concludes from farm to forever. Isn't that so beautiful, so touching, so moving, so emotional? I shed a little tear for domestic bliss every time I hear it. That was the week that was Telly Review. And in a week when the supremo of supermarket giant Woolworths Trillion showed why he earns trillions by not being able to comprehend the most basic simplicity of Woolworths Trillion's profits, and then being found guilty of ripping off trillions from its workers, inadvertently of course, it highlighted that it's not that easy being filthy rich, as every chamber of profits led by our old mate Innes Will Costa, the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group, complained that class action laws pose alarming threats to their shareholders, citing a case against poor BHP for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, over that little Samarco accident in Brazil that caused a bit of destruction, death and injury. 72,000 claimants. Hope we're not thinking that was several years ago and bloody huge is still fighting not to compensate them. Be fair, it's got shareholders to think of. Innes and the sundry chambers of profits want to prevent such vexatious accidents or actions. They know it's not easy being filthy rich. So finally, as Tevye sang in Fiddler on the Roof, and it won't make one bit of difference if you answer right or wrong, when you're rich, they think you really know. That's why we so admire them, listener. Good morning.